So it's a fact that God the Father created each and every single one of us in this church for, again, no other reason than because God the Father desires that all of us become saints. That is a fact. But for those of us who persevere in our walk toward eternity, I think many of us are going to be surprised by who are the saints standing side by side with us, worshiping God our Father in the kingdom of heaven. Because it may be people who we didn't spend a lot of time with on earth, who we get to spend our eternity with in heaven. A number of years ago, there was a man by the name of Mark Yi Tai Ching. And he was a guy who was a faithful disciple of Christ. He loved the Lord. He grew up going to church, never strayed away from the sacraments, was always striving to be a disciple of Jesus. He ended up falling in love. He got married, had many kids. He was a successful doctor in his community. A lot of people appreciated him. They loved him. They wanted to be around him. And then one day, he got sick. And whenever he was sick, because he was a doctor, he just prescribed his own medication. And at this time in China, where he was from, like the normal medication that one used to find healing quickly was opium. And so he prescribed himself some opium, began to take that. And then all of a sudden, man, once he got better, he became addicted. He became addicted to opium. And he would use and abuse this drug every day. He couldn't get enough of it. So much so that he wasn't able to go to work anymore. And because he wasn't able to go to work anymore, he couldn't provide for his family. Because he couldn't provide for his family, they felt like, man, he doesn't love us. He's not prioritizing us over this drug. And his family rejected him. His community that once loved him, they all rejected him. But he continued. He continued in the midst of his addiction to go to daily mass. He would go to mass every single day and he would cry out to God, God, heal me. I don't want to be addicted to this drug. Lord, please save me from this drug. I don't like it that I keep choosing this drug over my family, over my work, over my community. Lord, help me. He would go to confession almost every single day because he was relapsing every single day. And so he would go and immerse himself in the sacraments to receive the grace that comes from Jesus Christ and the sacramental life of the church. And he would immerse himself over and over and over again into Jesus. But the struggle didn't go away. He had a relationship with Jesus, an authentic relationship with the Lord. But he was also enslaved to his addiction. And some people will look at him and say, well, he just didn't pray good enough. He didn't pray well enough. He didn't really want to overcome his addiction, but he really, really did. The priest at this time, this was back in the 18th or early 19th century in China, the priest did not understand addiction. So whenever he came to the priest for confession every day with the same thing, the priest thought that he wasn't really sorry. The priest thought that he wasn't really repentant. And he didn't really want to turn away from this addiction and turn toward the Lord. And so the priest, because of his ignorance, he told Mark, he said, look, you can't come to confession anymore until you're going to really be sorry. And so you can't receive the sacraments anymore either. And so Mark would go to Mass every day after that and not receive Holy Communion. Right? But he never gave up on God. Even though his church gave up on him, even though his family gave up on him, even though his community gave up on him, he did not give up on God. And he kept immersing himself into Jesus, crying out, Lord, to you I'm lifting up my soul right now. Mark died an addict. He did not find freedom from his addiction in this life. But do you know what Mark's name is now in the church's calendar? We call him Saint Mark Yi Tai Ching. Saint. He is a canonized saint in the church's calendar. Canonized saint. Not a saint who used to struggle with addiction and then found Jesus and then found freedom from his addiction. No, but a saint who had an addiction and also had Jesus. and kept striving every day to turn to Jesus, but kept falling every day, but still kept striving for Jesus. And the church has canonized him a saint, an authentic witness of discipleship of Jesus Christ. Toward the end of his life, because he struggled with this addiction for over 30 years, China, their government persecuted Christians. And so if you didn't deny Christ, they would kill you. And the community knew that he was a well-known person who went to Mass every day. They knew his family were very Catholic. And so they asked him, "Are you willing to deny Jesus?" And the entire family said, "No, we would not deny Jesus. He is our Savior." And so Mark, along with his children and grandchildren, were all thrown into prison. Now, this time he had not been around his family because they rejected him for a very long time. But now he was back united with his family in jail, awaiting their execution for the sake of their relationship with Jesus. And his grandson looked at him and he said, "What's going to happen to us?" And Mark looked at his grandson and he said, "We're going home. We are getting ready to go home to heaven." And so Mark went up to the guards and he said, "Can you please do me one favor? Please, just let me die last. Because I don't want anybody in my family to have to die alone." And so one by one, as each member of his family was beheaded, Mark and the others would sing hymns to Mary, and they would praise Jesus, awaiting their arrival in the kingdom of heaven, until he was finally executed last. But notice, the church canonized Mark, Saint Mark Yi Tai Ching, and companions. Not someone else in his family who didn't have addictions. That person wasn't named the saint, and he wasn't relegated to the role of companion. No, he was the leader. The church said he's the one, he's the witness, he's the authentic disciple that we want to strive to be like. We want to be like this man who was addicted to drugs in our walk toward eternity. Because even though he didn't get over his addiction to drugs, he never gave up on Jesus. He strove to be a disciple of Christ. He cried out to Jesus. King David wrote in our responsorial psalm today, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." I think sometimes we have this misconception that people who struggle with addictions aren't lifting up their soul to God in prayer enough. Right? We think, because I don't have an addiction, something must be wrong with this person. This person, they must have some issue. They must not really want to be a Christian. They must not really want to be free. It's a personal choice. Because I had the grace to overcome my addiction and I'm that strong, then they just don't care enough. They're not holy enough. It's a lie, because Mark is a canonized saint now. He's a canonized saint who was an addict until the day he died. He's a canonized saint because he kept trying. Some of the holiest people that I have met so far in my walk toward eternity, priests, religious, and laity, are addicts. Addicts to something. Addicted. And some of them are in sobriety, and they've been in sobriety for 6, 12, 20, 30 years. But some of them have had relapses over and over and over again. But you know why I think they're holy? And you know why I'm pretty sure they're going to be called canonized saints one day? Because they don't stop. They keep getting back up. They keep running back to Jesus. They keep immersing themselves in the sacrament of reconciliation, sacrament of penance. They keep coming to Mass to receive the Eucharist, to sustain them, to give them strength in their walk toward eternity. They keep running back to Jesus over and over and over again. I know people in our community, man, who struggle with mental illness. I know people in our community who struggle with like severe, just deep depression. And some of these people go off to get treatment at centers, and then they come back and they get ongoing counseling, and they have support groups, and then they go to a doctor and they get prescribed medication, and they've been told by other people, "You don't need to do all that. You just need more Jesus. You just need to pray more. That's all. You're not praying enough. That's your problem. You don't have enough faith. You don't believe enough." Those are lies. Jesus Christ heals us through prayer and fasting and almsgiving and the sacraments, but also through support groups and treatment centers and ongoing counseling and, get this, prescribed medications. And some of us are going to find that healing while we're still alive. Like some of the saints, they found healing during their lifetime and never turned back to whatever that addiction was, or never went back to that dark place again. But some of the saints, they didn't find that healing until they died and went to purgatory. It's not up for us to choose when and where and how someone's going to find freedom in their walk toward eternity. The goal is just to support them in their efforts to cry out to Jesus, whether they're sober or whether they're not. To be a bridge for them to find a place to authentically continue to cry out to Jesus, our Savior. We're in the Advent season right now. Christmas is literally right around the corner. We're already having Christmas songs on the radio. The Christmas lights are already up. Traffic's already getting a little bit more congested. It's really busy right now. There's a lot of stuff happening right now out there. There's a lot of stuff happening in our hearts, in our families, in our lives. A lot of unnecessary distractions are coming up that are going to try to take away our attention from the coming of our Savior, Jesus, in a more profound way in this season of our lives. So I want to encourage us, as we lean into this Advent season, to imitate Saint Mark Yi Tai Ching, and to imitate all of our other brothers and sisters who are addicted to alcohol and addicted to drugs and addicted to other substance abuses. Imitate those brothers and sisters who, even though they're addicted to many of these passing things, they still cry out to Jesus morning, day, and night, intentionally calling out for the Lord to help them, to give them grace in their walk toward eternity. Because if we choose to cry out to God throughout the days of our lives, and that's actually a TV show that some ladies like to watch, Days of Our Lives. You know how it goes, as the world turns, things like this happen in my homilies. That's the only ones I can think of. I don't watch TV. Y'all know I'm ADD. I'm like, all right. So my mom, when I used to come home, like, she'd be like in her room drinking Coke, eating yogurt, and watching, what's the other one? Young and the Restless. Y'all remember Sheila, Crazy Sheila? She burned the house down in the early 90s. I was scared because as a kid, I didn't know that TV was fake. And so I was like, oh man, Mama Sheila might come and get us too. She might burn our house down. Sorry. What's wrong with me? Don't worry, when I post the homily online, I'm going to edit all this out. Don't worry. So back to the homily. So if we cry out to Jesus and imitate our brothers and sisters who struggle with addictions, but we cry out to Jesus like they cry out to Jesus in this life, then we can have the gift of being able to abide in relationship with Jesus. And all the saints in the kingdom of heaven, both those saints who overcame addictions in this life and those saints who overcame their addictions in purgatory, we can abide in relationship with them, worshiping God our Father in the kingdom of heaven for all eternity, if we choose today to cry out from the depths of our souls to our Savior, Jesus Christ.